Boom. What is up? Welcome back to another episode of the FPL Draft Duo podcast with myself, Nolesy. Hope you're all keeping well and you got the W in the draft this week. I'm looking forward to this episode because it's going to be a relatively quick one. I'm absolutely raw dogging this. So, as I said last week, I'm moving away from Australia. I'm flying out from Perth on Wednesday. I am getting a tattoo tomorrow, so I couldn't have done it tomorrow. And then I remembered that it's a midweek deadline. So, I am going to go through the questions on Instagram without having looked at them before. I have gone on to my FPL draft section and I watch list some goalkeepers, defenders, midfielders and forwards for the next couple of game weeks. I think next week and even last week's podcast was a bit more in-depth in terms of long-term assets. So I think we're going to be focusing on more short-term for today's podcast and I'm looking forward to seeing how they go. So straight away, let's get into it. First question, these are from Instagram. Start Barnes or Trossard? Kanate, other defender recommendations. I personally think Barnes and Trossard will both start this game week. Luton. Arsenal play Luton. I think Trossard up top, hopefully, just because they've so many games. I think it's the one opportunity they have to rotate. They play 9 games in 29 days, so I think it's inevitable that Trossard gets the start. Barnes came on, was brilliant for Newcastle, plus Gordon is suspended. So I will talk about a couple of Newcastle assets in the waiver section. But yes, I'd love it. If it was a one-week punt, I'd go Trossard. But I think Barnes would get in there possibly more consistently just because Newcastle have a great run and they've picked up a load of injuries. And I think if he gets in there, he could be there more consistently. In terms of Kanate, I'm going to talk about a couple of defenders as he asked about in the waiver section, so I will come back to that. Next question. Was wondering if you ever thought of streaming while you're doing a pod. Live questions. Yeah, definitely. That is the plan for next year. It's just the setup that I have. It probably doesn't suit doing live. I mean, just the living situation. But so next season, that is the plan. Maybe a Thursday night stream for waiver decisions, so on and so forth. So hopefully that will be in the pipeline next season. Next question. Waiver suggestions because the deadline is in 15 hours. That was 8 hours ago. Okay. Right. Waiver suggestions will be at the end. Next question is Martinez to Kelleher. Konsa to Van de Ven, kudos to Jota last week. Am I the worst draft player ever? Oh, shit. So, well, I think Martinez got a bit of a haul. Martinez got a 10-pointer. Oh, he's got rid of Martinez. Apologies. Well, Kelleher got a clean sheet anyways. So, Kelleher got a clean sheet. Martinez got a 10-pointer. Konsa got like 15 points. Van de Ven, I think, a 1-pointer. Oh, he didn't start. Kudos balled out. Went to Jota. Ouch. Yeah, I don't know, and this is just a small point, I don't know if you went to Jota because we recommended him on the waivers. I really should kind of clarify what level of player you should be going for if you're looking to trade. Like, obviously, if you want to pick up Jota, I don't think I ever would have done kudos to Jota. I have kudos in my draft team, and he's just an absolute gem to own. That is a big risk, a starting player for someone who's coming back from injury. Kudos does have a high ceiling, as we saw. So that's the only one that, you know, you really could kick yourself about. Van de Ven against Luton. Kelleher for a couple of good games for Liverpool. Look, that is a sore one. That really hurts. But what can you do? Jota might come back and ball out. You can't keep looking. It's like going on tilt in poker or even in normal fantasy, trying to captain someone random. Just go with what you have. Van de Ven, Jota, hopefully Jota comes round and actually can bang for you. But if you could reverse that, that'd be great. Next question. Gusto or Brathwaite for this game week? Well, actually, Gusto came off with a hamstring injury late on against Chelsea. I think it's going to be too quick of a turnaround for Gusto. So even though Everton play Newcastle, Brathwaite for this game week is probably going to be better because he gets points and he's not bad long term. Mentioned in last week's podcast. So Brathwaite, yeah, has to go over Gusto, unfortunately. If you were playing longer term and you had time to hold Gusto, might be a good decision just to wait for more information on the hamstring injury. What a disappointment Gusto and Chilwell were last week, unfortunately. Being offered a trade for Jesus for Alvarez, or of Jesus for Alvarez, what do you reckon? Who would I take? I think I'd take Jesus. I know City have a very good run of fixtures, and Alvarez might start maybe three or four of those games, but I think Jesus, although he will be rotated as well, just based on minutes, I know he's not the most prolific, and do you know what? Even if Alvarez plays a fraction of the minutes, he might actually still outscore him. I just feel more confident in Jesus starting consistently. I think if you're starting someone when you don't know if they're starting, whatever, if it's like a bit of a surprise, you start them, you think they're going to start and they don't. But if you have Alvarez and like more than likely you don't think he's going to start, it's very hard to put him in your team. I could be my words here now, because all he needs is one or two starts and he will bang. But I just think for kind of more settled and more consistent points, hopefully, I would go Jesus. Is Mason Mount worth a punt? I usually steer clear of all United players. Maybe it's because they've caused me so much heartache. But I think Mason Mount in maybe... what I would do with Mason Mount, I wouldn't be looking at him as a, like a hot prospect that like, oh, we have to get him in now. I would be looking at him in game week 33. So you have two game weeks to analyse. If he plays and starts against Chelsea, or even plays 30 minutes, and you think he's going to start against Liverpool and get in that team consistently, could be worth a shout in 33. United play Bournemouth, Sheffield, Burnley, Palace all in a row. So if you're looking at a United asset and you think they're really going to be good, now could be a time to get them. With the likes of Mason Mount and players you know, you don't know if they're going to be in the team, I'd give it one more game week, minimum, because you can get a better read for who's going to play. And there's quick turnaround. So even them players that, you know, start against Chelsea, they play Liverpool 2 days later. So it's going to be a very different team. I wouldn't like to read into the whole analysis of United's team and everything too much, because it could change very, very rapidly. I wouldn't be jumping the gun with Mason Mount. They play Chelsea and Liverpool. Even if he does start both games, which he won't, how much of a hot prospect is he? And could you get someone better within the next two game weeks? I think so. Next question. How would you rank these players? Gallagher, Johnson, Alanga, Callum Hudson-Odoi, Gibbs White, Barnes, Jota, McNeil. Holy moly. Jesus. Okay, we'll put people down the bottom straight away. Alanga didn't get a start. Callum Hudson-Odoi played. Johnson, as far as I'm aware, he didn't start. Let me just confirm that. Johnson got 45 minutes. And got two assists. Oh my god, this man is an absolute machine. Holy fuck. I think we put up a post about him. I think it was for game week 24. And we're like, you know, if you pick him up on the waiver, I think he'll be decent. And, you know, over the next three games, sure to get some returns. Since game week 24, he has one goal, two assists, two goals, four assists. What a bit of a sicko. Well, there you go. That just so shows the Spurs for you. How many minutes did they have to play to get a return? Not many. Let's see. So let's take that information and go back. I'd have Gibbs White in the elite category. I'd have Gibbs White, plays every day on corners, on penalties. I would probably be putting McNeil up there. It's mad to say. Another assist though. Five-pointer. What a goat. Jota fit could be up there. But Jota coming back from injury and not knowing who's going to start, I think he's just slightly... Nah, he has to be up there. He has to be up there. You just have to... Your team has to be prepared for him not to start. I think outside of that, we have Johnson. We have Barnes. And then Alanga, Callum Hudson-Odoi be down the bottom. So if I had to rank them, top three would be the likes of Johnson, I suppose, Jota, McNeil. Down below would be Barnes. Barnes and Gibbs-White. Gibbs-White because he's nailed down. Barnes because he could get a starting place in the Newcastle team. Callum Hudson-Odoi and Elanga down the bottom because they have been rotated. So I suppose the way you can look at that is Johnson, Jota, McNeil, they all have a chance to pick up points on any given day. Johnson and Jota more likely to haul. Gibbs-White, very consistent player, but Forrest aren't really playing that well. Barnes, good player, but not currently starting, but has a great chance over the next couple of game weeks, so it's a bit more punty. And then Elanga and Callum Hudson-Odoi, although they're fantastic options, there has been serious rotation in that Forest side. So hopefully that might make it a small bit better. If I had to pick one, I would probably go Gibbs-White. I don't know why I love Gibbs-White, but I think he's fairly consistent in terms of his returns. And their fixtures are very good. Fulham, Spurs, Wolves, Everton, City, Sheffield, Chelsea, Burnley. So I'd probably be going Gibbs-White there. If I had to pick maybe two or three out of those, if I really, really had to pick them. What's the story with Jota? Expect a back 7th of April. Okay, in that case, I'd probably have to put Barnes down. I'd like to go for a punt on Barnes. If you had one consistent player, one punty. Johnson, McNeil, both solid enough players. Johnson can return any given day. McNeil, nice, consistent little player. I'd probably be avoiding Elanga and Callum Hudson-Odoi. So hopefully that made somewhat sense. Let's go to my messages, see who else text. Ricardo, do you believe Harvey Barnes would be starting more, or should be starting more, I presume that's going to say? I do. I think he's some great potential. It's just the fact that he plays left wing and Gordon has been ripping it up this season. I think this is a great opportunity for him to show what he can do. That right wing position hasn't really been filled this year. I wonder, would they move Harvey Barnes to the right hand side when Gordon comes back? The person says, Ricardo says, thinking of picking him up over Longstaff. I'd probably do that. There's actually a fair few midfielders. Bruno, Longstaff, Willock, they're all decent options, but again, they will share minutes. It's them left wing spots that are kind of key, that if you could nail down one of those, you could have high upside in that player. So I would definitely be picking up Harvey Barnes if he's a fifth choice midfielder and you can afford to maybe bench him or take benchings over the next two or three game weeks with the hope that he gets in there in a long or prolonged period. Conrad sends us in his team. 9 points, and he had Salah, Saliba, Rodri, Kelleher to play. So he actually ended up pretty decent. They were the only players that returned. Everyone else, Lascelles, unfortunately picked up that injury. ACL, Gonzo, he was a very quick flash in the pan for defender hopes. De Sassi, Garnacho, Madison, Mbeumo, Hoyland, Watkins, all blanked. Watkins also injured. Now, what I would say to Conrad is don't panic. You have Salah, you have Mbeumo, Madison, Rodri, Hoyland, Saliba. That's a sick team. It just didn't fall this week. Watkins will be a big miss, but he has Wissa on the bench. So what he needs to do, Robertson injured as well. I would probably be getting rid of Lascelles, Robertson, and your midfield and strikers look okay. There's not much you can do. Rodri will be a very solid pick. It's very hard to go to the waivers and pick up someone that's going to overtake Salah, Garnacho, Madison, or Mbeumo. But in our defender section of the podcast, we will have a good few options for those injured, let's say even Gustos if you really wanted to get rid of them, and Lascelles. So I wouldn't panic. Relax. We got it. Don't worry. Okay, boom. Let's get on to my watch list. Going to have a look at goalkeepers, and two goalkeepers that are on my watch list are Fabianski. Areola came off injured against Newcastle. I think because of the quick turnaround again, Fabianski will probably get the nod. It is down as a groin / hip injury, and there's no current return date. So Fabianski actually might be a decent option for a couple of games. They don't have the worst. They play Spurs this week, then Wolves, Fulham, Palace. So even if you got the four games out of him, you might pick up a couple of save points. He's not a bad lad for the old save points. My other keeper is Gerbic of Sheffield. He got another standard three-pointer, which is not bad for a Sheffield United goalkeeper. How many saves? Six saves. So his last three games have been 4, 9 and 6 saves. If they somehow keep a clean sheet at some point this season, it could be a decent pickup. They do play Liverpool and Chelsea, so if you have a... And then 34, 35, United, Newcastle. So if you do have a keeper that can rotate nicely, that might have two decent fixtures in the next 2 weeks, and then two okay fixtures, 34, 35... this dude will rotate nicely with them. So have a quick look at your keepers. Even if you have a decent keeper and they just don't line up with your other keeper, you can lose out on points. I firmly believe that once you make a decision with your keeper, you just have to stick with it and just accept that this is it. You know, it's so hard to always pick the right keeper. You know, it could be a penalty save, it could be anything. So I wouldn't get too down about it. Just go with the fixtures, go form, and let it play out. Okay, on to my defender section, and I have a list of about 15 defenders. Some just referring to, you know, ones that we talked about last week. At top of my list, in no particular order, Munoz and Richards. So again, we talked about Munoz a lot. They play Bournemouth this week, so if he's not available, Richards might be available. Again, they play a five at the back, so that actually might help them against Bournemouth. I still think they'll be susceptible to conceding, but if you're looking for a way into that Crystal Palace defence, Richards might be one way to do it. We talked about Brathwaite earlier, and they have about five good fixtures from now until the end of the season. They play Burnley, Forest, Brentford, Luton, Sheffield. So if you do have a rotating defender, again, any of those Everton defenders could be nice. Now, Mykolenko didn't start the last day. Mykolenko was on the bench and Godfrey started left back, which I was surprised about, because I've never really been crazy impressed with Godfrey when he's played left back or right back. I think he's better centre back. But I would thought Mykolenko would be left back, just because he's kind of your standard out and out left back. So a bit of a surprise at benching for Mykolenko there. I wouldn't be surprised to see that revert back this week. Other defenders that I have on my watch list for the next couple of games: Nelson Semedo, talked about him a good bit. They play Burnley, West Ham and Forest over the next three. After that, they play Arsenal, Bournemouth, Luton, City, Palace, Liverpool. So it's kind of like all or nothing for Wolves. They have either teams that are two in the FDR or five. The three hard teams to play are Arsenal, City and Liverpool. Three of the toughest teams. They'll all just be going to Wolves expecting to win, even though it's not guaranteed. The rest, you can play them. So even if Kilman's available, Dawson's coming back from injury, and you want one of those Wolves defenders, I think they could be a great pickup from now to the end of the season. You essentially get six possible games that you'd be happy to start them. Okay, other fantastic options. Kivor for Arsenal, just a sicko. The only reason I'm looking at him here is because he's on my waiver, funny enough. I don't know how, but they are playing Luton next week, and he's been very, very good this season. I probably expect him to get another start, even though every time I've predicted he won't start, he does. So I'm wondering, will it switch around because of that Luton game? Maybe Zinchenko gets back in, but I think, like, even if he doesn't play against Luton, I think he's going to be the preferred left back based on his performances the last couple of days. I think he's going to be hard to get out of the team. He played 65 minutes, so I wonder, would that be to rest him against Luton, or to be able to play him against Luton? It would be ideal for him if he got the bench in against Luton and then start against Brighton. That would be kind of a nice break for him. 65 minutes against City, couple of days break, and then Brighton. So be weary if you are picking him up, because there will be serious rotation in Arsenal's team this week. Maybe something to take advantage of. Okay, before we go on to Chelsea and all their madness, let's look at Brentford. They play Brighton at home, and then they play Villa. After that, they have five fixtures in a row that you can play one of those wing-backs. Even if Reguilon's on your waiver since his red card, or Roslev, who, again, played 86 minutes the last day, got a clean sheet because United scored in the 96th minute. So a little rare occasion where that actually helps. Roslev or Reguilon. Now, I know Lewis Potter played there, and there might be changes with Mbeumo, but I think if you have space, one of them is definitely worth the pickup. Because they play Brighton this week, and you might want to play them, you might not. But you'll get a better feel for the team. I thought Mbeumo would start the last day. He didn't. So I think they might change shape. They might go to a 4-3-3. They often play relatively defensively against big teams like United and hit on the counter. So you might see a change in shape. But I think even picking one of them up, and even if they don't start, having them there for that run of Sheffield, Luton, Everton, Fulham, Bournemouth is just going to be very, very valuable. If you have like three or four starting defenders that you're happy to play, or again, five midfielders, two forwards, whatever, I think picking up one of these Brentford boys is going to be, you're going to be happy about it in 2 game weeks time. Everyone's going to be rushing for them if they nail down a starting spot. So they'd be kind of an outside bet just so that you have them covered. Now, the team might change and, you know, you could throw them away, but at least you have them. Because five fixtures like that in a row is a very attacking wing back. I think it's hard to pass up. Let's have a look at our Chelsea boys. Okay, so hyped up Chilwell, typical Chilwell, got an injury, didn't play. Make sure you are tuning into our Thursday night question box on Instagram, because a couple of people asked about Ben Chilwell and the knock was revealed at that point. So Chelsea had come out and said that he's carrying a knock. I still thought he might play, but he got 0 minutes. If you have him, probably hold him. Probably hold him. They play United, but then they play Sheffield, Everton. So, yeah, rather than just throwing away straight away, maybe keep him. It will feel worse if you threw him away and he did well. But De Sassi, as expected, got the 90 minutes. Gusto, as I said, is injured. So I think one of the safer bets is Badiashile. Started the last day. I think if Gusto is injured, you might see De Sassi go to right back, Badiashile come in centre back, and Thiago Silva join him. Now, that's if Gusto is injured. And again, I don't expect him to play. If he came off with a hamstring like tightness and they're playing during the week, I don't expect him to play. So a 1 week punt on Badiashile could be okay, but they are playing United. So these Chelsea boys, I think if you've invested in Chilwell and in Gusto, just hold, because they play United and then they've Sheffield, Everton. So you wouldn't want to miss out on that if you got them, especially for them games, and they could be back. And down the bottom of the list, bit of a toss-up here. Again, be weary of rotation because Kanate was back on the bench for Liverpool. Konsa got the start and played very well. Don't just go rushing to either of them. I probably expect Kanate to come back in against Sheffield just to give boys a rest to rotate the team. They'll expect to win at Sheffield and they'll probably want to get Kanate back in and getting game time for when they need them. So my prediction is Kanate starts. But beyond that, they could rotate. They could rotate. So I wouldn't be putting all my eggs in Kwanzaa's because he got the start the last day. I think as a footballer, he's probably better than Kanate, but Kanate might be a better defender. So I think it's going to change depending on the team they play. And last but not least, Martinez did come on for United. Varane off with an injury. He's one of those that if you have that, if you have that extra space on the bench, they play Chelsea this weekend, then Liverpool. You don't want any United defender for either of those games. But after that, they play Bournemouth, Sheffield, Burnley and Palace. So probably one to keep an eye on against Chelsea. I presume he's going to start. If we kind of do a recap of all our defenders, we've had a couple of longer term picks in Munoz and Brathwaite that we talked about previously. A couple of very good picks, the Wolves boys from now to the end of the season, only in three very, very tough fixtures. Kivuar, again, could be a rotation risk. Kwanzaa and Kanate could be rotating as well. So I think if you want to ensure points over the next couple of game weeks, go for your more solid ones. If you're looking longer term and you want to invest in some players that have some great, great fixtures, the Brentford wingbacks are good options. But also be wary of Mbeumo. But you have time. A lot of these you have time. You've probably 1 game week to assess them and assess the team sheet before committing and maybe looking somewhere else. So if I was going 1 week punts, top of my list probably would be Munoz as always. Semedo would be up there with Aitnori, obviously. If you don't have Semedo, Kilman or Dawson could be great picks. Other than that, there is going to be question marks over a lot of them. Kivor, Kwanza, Kanate, Gusto. Badiashile, I think, could get in there for a couple of games depending on injuries. But De Sassi is the man. I think he plays right back, and I think he will stay in the team over the next three games, no matter what. On to our midfielders section, and I know we've talked about a lot of them already, but let's have another look at them. A couple of notable mentions who played well, and I would be looking at from now to the end of the season. Obviously, Harvey Barnes, Diaby, and Jensen. So if we're looking at those, as I said, Anderson, Jacob Murphy for Newcastle, they have rotated. Anderson is back. Jacob Murphy played 90 minutes at the weekend. They just don't excite me. They're not players that I really want to get to. So I'd be kind of eliminating them, although they could be decent picks. I'd be going for the higher upside of Barnes and with him having the possibility of starting this week. So Barnes is a good option, but rotation in the future. If we look at them boys that I've mentioned, Diaby is one of these where I'm like, shit, I missed that one. Apologies. Uber Eats telling me there's deals on. He's one of those that I was like, it was kind of written in the stars, wasn't it? They had a couple of injuries and he had the possibility of having a high upside. His time was increasing, 11 minutes, 32 minutes, 45 minutes. It was like nearly telling you he's going to start. But I suppose you can't get everything right. 14-pointer, goal and an assist. Now, only for Watkins' injury, I wouldn't be putting him as high in my estimations. But I think he now starts up top with possibly Duran. So, like, I think he's going to be a great pick. Now, they do play City, Brentford, Arsenal in the next three. By then, Watkins might be back. So, he is a good pick and his position is very, very good. You might exploit him in then Brentford and Bournemouth games and he could do very well. But outside of that, they play City, Brentford, Arsenal, Bournemouth, Chelsea. So next three games, they play three big teams. Good pick because of his positioning. But slight hesitation just because of the fixtures. Jensen, one of those that goes under the radar, but he's one of them Brentford boys. And he is like a nail down player. He's gone back into the team now. Start of the season, he was like main man. In the last three games, he's played 56, 79 and 90. So hopefully he's back fit, back into the swing of things and will consistently start for Brentford. Now, even if he doesn't in the next two game weeks, we know they have them Sheffield, Luton, Everton, Fulham, Bournemouth after that. I would like Jensen as a little ticker along. I think he's going to be decent. If you've no one else in the waiver and you're looking to pick someone up, I think he's going to be a great pick. Other players, we have loads of other players. McNeil, as I said, great player. Ticking along, nothing major, could get a couple of assists. If you're looking down the list, Chong, balling out for Luton. They have Arsenal, Bournemouth, City, three fixtures, two tough ones. But after that, Brentford, Wolves, Everton, West Ham, Fulham. The only issue with him, no double game week. I think Elliott, as a one-week punt, will get the start against Sheffield United this week. So if you are looking for a one-week punt midfielder, Harvey Elliott could be your man. And Mudrick. Let's have a little chat about Mudrick because he played 90 minutes the last day. He seems to be hitting a bit of form. They play United on Friday, the 5th of April. I don't know if he starts that, but he could start the Sheffield game. Again, sorry, Uber Eats is flat out to me here. Sheffield away could be a nice little pickup. Probably could be picked up on the waiver this week just because of his performance. Assist 90 minutes. So if you do want him for that Sheffield game, you might have to pick him up this week. And then a player coming back from injury, Michael Olise, could feature against Bournemouth. Could. I don't think he starts, but I think the reports last week that were that he had a full week of training but wouldn't be ready. Now, the only issue with Olise is if he doesn't start against Bournemouth, his next two fixtures are City and Liverpool. So, even though he looks like a great, great pick, and I'd like to have him even against those big teams, again, when I'm looking at all these lists of players, I just think that you could take advantage of fixtures slightly better. Yeah. I think instead of investing in Olise, for me personally, I think I'd probably try and get a few players on the waiver each week. It might be the best tactic, but I'd just be slightly weary of his injury. I'd be slightly weary of the fixtures, City, Liverpool. By that time, you're at a double game week. Maybe come 34, he might be a good pick. But I just, if he doesn't start against Bournemouth, you're waiting another 2 weeks. Can you afford 2 weeks of waiting for a midfielder where you can pick up loads of midfielders all the time with whatever many games to go? Whatever about a Harvey Elliott, you know you're only picking him up for 1 week and then you're looking elsewhere. But if you're investing in someone now, I think the max time you can invest in is probably 2 game weeks. And then you're coming up on 34 and you're kind of eyeing up players. I think if you're looking at 3 games to get something out of someone, at this stage it might be too late. I have Rodri here. Again, ticker along. Fantastic pick. Probably won't be on any waivers. And Decore, we talked about him. He played 71 minutes. Yeah, still a decent pick if none of these are available. But I'd probably go for the higher upside of Diaby, Jensen, Chong even as a low-level pick, Barnes. There's some great picks this week. If you're going for 1 week punt, I'd go Harvey Elliott. On to our forward section. And I have 3 forwards here. Our boy McBurnie actually balled out last week. We said that, like, you know, if you think he's going to start against Fulham, he's probably worth the start after I slandered him. And he got an 11-pointer, 1 goal, 1 assist. Big boy McBurnie. Unfortunately, he plays Liverpool and Chelsea. Probably for the bin. If he continues to start, he plays Brentford and Burnley after that. You know, if you need a striker by then and you can't replace him, maybe hold on to him. Going up the list, Chiwomi. Hope I'm saying that right. Leon Chiwomi for Wolves got the start. I thought Fraser would get the start, as he had done before. But Chiwomi got the start, 83 minutes. Cunha returning fairly soon. He Chan will be a couple of more weeks. Neto a couple more weeks. He could be a pickup. Burnley, West Ham, Forest over the next 3. If he does get the next couple of starts, obviously he's a pickup with them fixtures. I didn't see him play, so I don't know actually his ability. But in terms of FPL, if he's starting and he starts against Burnley, West Ham and Forest, you know, who really cares? You're going to play the fixtures if you need a striker. Moving up is Duran, and that is off the back of Watkins' injury. I think it was a hammer. Anyways, it didn't look great, or didn't sound great. Anyways, I'd say it'll be a couple of weeks, so you might get maybe 2 or 3 weeks out of John Duran. Again, fortunately, they're against City, Brentford, and Arsenal, so going to be tough. I wouldn't be worrying if you had Ollie Watkins. I'd just hold him and hope, unfortunately. And last on the list, and the last player I'm going to mention today, Danny Welbeck. His second 90 minutes of the year, banged a goal within 2 minutes. Absolute screamer. Hopefully he can find a bit of form and continue to start. But again, fixtures don't favour him too well. Brentford, Arsenal, Burnley, City. Out of the next 3, yes, you get 2 fixtures. But out of the next 4, you're playing Arsenal and City. Just both at home, which is some sort of advantage. But just such tough fixtures this season. They are just going to be coming in all guns blazing. But yeah, if you want to rotate him and you can possibly start him some days, just be weary. He plays for Brighton, so more than likely he will be benched in 2 out of those 3 games, just the way it works. But nice to have some playing strikers, or strikers that look like they're going to get a game time over the next 2 or 3 weeks. So, little roundup. We have our 2 keepers, Fabianski and Gerbic. We have loads of defenders, some longer term, some shorter term, and some maybe ones to watch. Our midfielders are slightly the same. We have some people that are emerging due to injury. We have some 1 week punts in the likes of Elliott. We have some kind of steady eddies in McNeil, possibly even Chong, Jensen. And then up top, we have a couple of young guns that could come in and do something due to injury and due to rotation. So hopefully this week you get a massive W. 60, 70 points, rack up that score difference and jump up the table. That's my plan anyways. Hopefully it works out. FPL draft duo out. Boom.